Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Frame and I, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
What a very pleasant good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us here on another exciting, informative edition of Q&A. Sitting in once again for Mr. DJ Phone, yours truly, Gregory Scott. So glad to have you along as we wrap up this week's worth of talk shows with a great show this afternoon. We've got some great information for you as we have two outstanding guests who are going to be joining me here in the studio. Up first, we are going to be talking with author Joanne Sandlin. She's a member of the Professional Writers of Prescott. She's been writing for a long time, a retired founder, director, teacher from Westside Recreation and Parks Preschool in Taft, California. She's been volunteering at libraries and writing all kinds of articles and columns and cookbooks. And well, Joanne loves to write. Got a couple copies of her books here that I've been perusing as I've been sitting here. Before the show, we have Look What I Can See, a preschool book that teaches colors, shapes, numbers, and more. And I think you're going to like the title of this other book that I have here. Does Santa Eat All Those Cookies, or Does He Have a Secret? Inquiring minds want to know. And we'll tell you more about Joanne's books, where you can get them, and we'll find out more about the organization known as the Professional Writers of Prescott here on today's program. In the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Rhonda Orr. Now, Rhonda is the founder of local nonprofit Rhonda's Stop Bullying Foundation for Girls. She's been involved in this for many, many years. In fact, over 30 years. An advocate and a life coach. She, along with Dr. Sherry McDonald, a crime victim therapist in Los Angeles, have been writing advice columns, appearing in the Daily Courier and the Arizona Republic. Also on their websites, she also has a podcast, Bullying LifeAndStuff.com. We'll learn more about that. Rhonda also founded a nonprofit group called Stop Child Abuse Theatrical Organization in Los Angeles. They produced stage plays to benefit child advocacy charities such as Children of the Night and Kids Peace. She teaches groups of children how to avoid being a victim and choosing not to stay a victim of bullying, and addresses those who may have been bullies themselves in her leadership academies with guest speakers from the community. She also teaches similar classes at the Yavapai County Juvenile Detention School, talking with troubled teens, giving them the tools that they need to turn their lives around when they're released. We're going to have a great show here today, and we appreciate you joining us here on KQ&A. We'll get started with Joanne Sandlin here in just a moment, so you keep it right where you've got it. AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com.
Get the highest expressions of Buick luxury for less than manufacturer suggested price at Finley Buick Prescott. 2019 Buick Enclave Essence. MSRP $48,845. Finley Buick Prescott has up to $9,300 in discounts to take 19% off. Buy for $39,484. Buick is Kelley Blue Book's best value luxury brand. 2019 Buick Encore. MSRP $26,505. Finley Buick Prescott has up to $8,800 in discounts available to take 33% off. Drive home for $17,704. We guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. 2019 Buick Envision. MSRP $34,905. Finley Buick Prescott has over $9,000 in discounts for a huge 26% off. Yours for only $25,820. Finley Buick and Prescott, and at FinleyBuickGMC.com. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury. Unapproved credit through GM Financial. Stock numbers B41727, B41397, B42791. Plus tax, title, license, and $495 doc fees.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reba Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reba Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
And we are back once again on this Thursday's program. Glad to have you along here on Q&A. And we want to welcome into the studio right now, Joanne Sandlin. Joanne, hold on. Let me turn your microphone on. We were just talking about forgetting stuff just a moment ago.
And you forgot the switch.
And I forgot to turn you on. There we go.
That's okay. Thank you.
Now we can hear Joanne. Well, thanks for coming in.
I'm glad to be here.
We appreciate you coming into the studio and talking with us about your books and the things that you do here in the community. You know, and I was telling people about the books that you brought in and had a little fun with the title, Does Santa Eat All Those Cookies or Does He Have a Secret?
You got to buy the book to find out the secret.
Indeed. And I was looking at your page here on Amazon. You got books available on there.
Right.
And it appears that you've been writing for a long time.
Would you believe, since the fourth grade. That was when it all began. I just started, I wrote a story, got put on the bulletin board, and I thought, okay, this is fun. I like this.
So, and you've been doing it ever since.
Yes, I liked school a lot, and school assignments just kept, you know, I found out I liked science and writing, but I didn't like math.
There you go. It's that algebra.
Yes.
We're still trying to figure out what X equals.
I don't even try anymore.
When you wrote that first story and you found out you liked writing, did you keep doing it as a student? I mean,
yes,
with the student
yes.
newspapers and things like that?
I did some of that in school, but I just liked writing essays. And, you know, the boys, oh, no, grown. And I thought, oh, no, bring them on. I just found out that writing different, all kinds of subjects was just fun.
Well, and
got good grades too.
There you go. Did you pursue a writing focused degree?
No, I not really. I did early childhood.
Right.
But I used it for other things. Cooking was a big interest all my life, and so I put cooking and writing together, and I wrote a column in California for 7 years. Called the Front Burner, and then when I came here in 2003 for 10 years, from 04 to 14, I wrote for The Courier,
right.
Welcome to My Kitchen, and because of those two writing for newspapers, it turned into my first self-published cookbook called The Front Burner. So that's been a lot of fun.
So you mentioned cookbooks. Of course, we've got...
I didn't bring a cookbook today. They're out of print because they're just... I sold them all.
What other topics do you like writing about?
I like mostly kids. I like travel journals. I've written a lot of travel journals. That was a lot of fun. Short stories right now. I'm kind of... My passion right now is short stories of just fun things that kids did. And just... There's just... You can write tons of things on short stories.
And are you working on something right now?
I am working on a grief recovery book using poetry. That's a new genre, but it's been a good experience, and I'm enjoying it, and just about to wrap it up.
Is it focused to adults, children? What kind of age range?
Mostly adults.
Right. Well, let's talk about the books you brought in here today. And look what I can see, a preschool book that teaches colors, shapes, numbers, and more. When did you write this book?
That was 2012. Mm-hmm. And it, as I said, I had an early childhood education background, and so I carried that around in my head for years. And then I finally got it on paper, and it teaches children, it gets children ready for kindergarten.
I see. And, yeah, I mean, it's...
numbers, shapes, colors.
Indeed.
Ask them a lot of questions to get their thinking and their learning going.
And that's how you get children interested in learning, you know.
And reading.
Yeah.
Pre-reading interest.
Because when you get to kindergarten, my mother did that when I was young. And when I got to school, the teacher's like, well, wow, your kid's way ahead of everybody else. So very important.
Yes, it is. Well, it's really important nowadays because the curriculum is really, I mean, they got to know a lot of stuff before they get there. The curriculums nowadays are, you know, very fast moving and competitive. So, and it gives them a lot of self-esteem because when they get there on the first day and they know these things, it really helps them along.
Indeed, that's very important in learning because if you get this idea in your head, it happens to young kids.
Yes.
They get called dumb or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. Well,
and you don't want them to believe it.
Right, exactly, right. No, it was a fun, as well as I feel like it, as a teacher, it's educational, and the parents have liked it as well.
And beautiful artwork here in the book as well.
Yes.
You've got
a very good artist.
And that was Tracy Berner.
Right.
So, and of course, the other book, we love the title, Does Santa Eat All Those Cookies or Does He Have a Secret? We won't give any spoilers. We'll keep Santa's secret, but what's this book about?
Well, it teaches, again, the teacher in me, I've got to teach. It teaches sharing and saying thank you, and it also has kid-friendly recipes after the story, reveals the secret of what Santa does, then... It invites children to get in the kitchen with an adult, learn kitchen safety, and get interested in where food comes from. And there's a lot of directions it can go from there. And then it also, the recipes, they're to pick out someone to share a plate of cookies with.
And that's learning out of school because
right.
You don't...
Well, it's hands-on, too.
You don't get cooking, but that's another way to inspire young minds.
Right.
Get them thinking. And maybe learn a little math on the side.
There you go. We're right. It teaches, you know, a cup of sugar and so forth. It teaches. You can do a lot with it.
We got some baking hints and safety tips in here.
Yeah.
Got a recipe for snickerdoodles.
Yes.
Santa's whiskers. Easy candy cane cookies. Little elf jam thumbprints. Sound pretty good.
And then there's no bake if you don't have time to bake. Mm-hmm. And then there's an attachment for gluten-free cookies as well.
And we've got a blank page back here for
my
kids
favorite
to
cookie.
Make their own recipe.
Right. I tried to cover it all and do a lot of things that children would enjoy. That book is about ages 3 to 8.
And these books available?
They are available locally at the Peregrine, at Purple Cat, and Lefebvre's Boutique, and then on Amazon Kindle and in print.
There you go, folks. So check it out. Of course, we encourage you to shop local.
Yes.
To go to your local bookstore and check those out. Joanne, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And then we'll be back and talk a little bit more about your writing. And we want to learn a little bit more about the Professional Writers of Prescott organization. Sound good?
Yes, perfect.
All right, folks, stick with us here on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We're online at kqna.com. We'll be right back with more Q&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet's connected to your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. One weak link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes the power of Norton Security to watch out for threats in today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV, your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web, and online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs for screen repair, key fob programming, battery replacement, and more. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The Diamondbacks visit the LA Dodgers Friday at 7 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
And we are back here on this Thursday's program. We are talking with author Joanne Sandlin here in the studio this afternoon, author of several books available now at your local bookstores. Tell everybody where they're available again for
Peregrine Bookstore, The Purple Cat, and Lefebvre's Boutique downtown.
There you go. Those are your local bookstores. You can also find them on Amazon if you got one of those Kindle machines.
Right, right. They're on there and in print as well.
We got a couple of the books here. Look What I Can See, a preschool book that teaches colors, shapes, numbers, and more. It's good to get your children started and interested in learning before they get to school. They don't hate school when they get there. It's always the
only
kids,
the boys.
And I don't want to go to school.
I think the kids I see nowadays, they want to go to school because school is fun.
There you go. And you like to make education fun.
Right.
As a as evidenced by your books here. Does Santa eat all those cookies, or does he have a secret? Another one of the books that you've written, and you spent many years in the classroom as a teacher.
Mostly in preschool and elementary.
And what was it that inspired you to get into that profession?
I just love children and their wonder and awe of learning.
Right.
Everything is exciting to them, and just their childhood desire to learn.
And we were talking while we were on break about how we had to have a similar experience of being able to have discovered a line of work that we very much enjoy to the point where it really didn't seem like work, but we get to enjoy what we do.
Right.
And that's very important.
Well, and it's wonderful to have children. You start in the fall, and then you see them in the spring, and they're just what they have learned. It's a wonderful gratification to see just their progress.
And I mean, when you're teaching younger children, it's not necessarily like a subject matter like older children are learning, you know, math and reading and spelling.
Yes.
What is it that you're trying to instill in the youngest students?
Mostly just the joy of learning, finding new things to every day, and a lot of their learning is through songs, through motions, just all kinds of little games and so forth. Just inspiring them to want to explore and learn as they grow.
And how do they inspire you?
Oh, every day. These kids nowadays are smart.
Right.
I also volunteer at the Lutheran Church preschool now.
Uh-huh.
And so that's fun to just see what's still, since I've been out of the classroom for a long time, it's fun to just see what little kids are learning nowadays. And they are sharp.
Well, let's talk a little bit about our local organization known as the Professional Writers of Prescott. You are a member of that organization.
Yes, for many years.
Tell us what they're about.
I just encourage anybody that's even thinking about writing, or if you've had, I've always wanted to write a book. If that's your mindset, go to the meetings the fourth Tuesday at 6:00, and you do not have to be a professional writer. You don't have to be an experienced or even a published author. You can just be a beginner, and you will learn so much by talking to other authors, and they have wonderful speakers and workshops.
Yeah, somebody who's done it before can inspire somebody who thinks they'd like to give it a try.
Right, and they just don't know where to start, and they just give you so many good tools.
That's right. You know, it's kind of like playing an instrument or something like that. You know, you got to sit down and give it a try, but it helps to.
Right. Well, it's inspirational though to be around, and
right.
And we have a lot of Q&A type things with speakers, and you learn on Q&A. You learn from, you know, like, oh, I wanted to know that because somebody else asked the question, and
uh-huh.
Have some really great speakers.
So do they bring speakers in from the outside?
Yes, that
to do,
as well as local.
Things?
Yes,
right.
Local and outside speakers.
How many members are in the organization?
I think it's around 100 or more. Not sure right now, but it's a good group.
And they do have a website, ladies and gentlemen.
I was looking.
I looked at it earlier this morning.
Right.
I didn't write down the address.
I just know what it is. But anyway, if they just write Prescott Writers,
right.
It'll come up.
Yeah, that's what I did. You know, I just went to my search bar and
It'll come up.
And typed in Professional Writers of Prescott.
Right. Meets at the Goodwin Street Library downtown.
Once a month or so?
Yep. Fourth Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good organization for anybody that is even thinking about writing.
So there you go. And why would you encourage somebody to, you know, there's a lot of people who think they might like to write, but they're like, oh, I'm not a good writer. I could never do that.
Well, you know what? I still say, I think I told you, I can't paint. Not everybody can paint. Not everybody can sing. But everybody has a story in their heart.
Right.
And everybody's story is unique. And I think I just encourage people to just start writing. Get a paper, get a pencil, start writing. It doesn't matter about grammar. That can come later.
Right.
Just write what you feel and what you see. Go outside. What is it? I think descriptions are a wonderful way to start. Go outside. What does it smell like after the rain? Use your senses and
uh-huh.
just start. Just write what you feel and see, and you'll fall in love with your own words.
You know, I gave the learning a musical instrument analogy, but in one way, as you just mentioned, it's a lot different. You know, you can buy a book that can teach you how to finger, you know,
right.
the chords on
yes.
a guitar, and you can look at a chart, or you can watch a video on YouTube of somebody playing a guitar and try to copy them. But writing is a very personal thing.
Yes.
Like
well,
you said, it's
inside you.
It comes from your inside.
Yes.
And then you're putting it down on paper.
Right. And people that haven't tried it, it's also very therapeutic. I've kept journals throughout my life. People, that's a good way to start, journaling.
Right.
Just just write about life. It can be very gratifying.
And even if you're the only one that reads it.
That's okay. It's your story. It just makes you feel good to get words that come from your own personal words down on paper.
You may learn something about yourself.
Right.
Going back and reading something that you wrote a couple months ago.
Exactly. It's just a really good experience. I recommend it for everybody, even if you think you can't write or just always thought you wanted to, but don't know where to begin.
Mm-hmm.
Just start. Just go for it and see how it goes from there.
Do you set aside a certain amount of time each day? You know, I always ask people about the inspiration process. Is it just a thought pops in your head? You're like, oh my God, where's my pen and paper?
Oh, I do a lot of that too, but I try to keep it going. You know,
right.
I try to keep, because my grief poetry recovery book is a big project, but I try to just keep it fresh. And when I was doing newspaper recipe articles, I also tried to just always be looking for things that would add to it and just keep it fresh. I think you do have to keep your writing fresh, or everybody's heard of writer's block.
Right.
But there are ways. Well, sometimes you just have to take a break and step back,
mm-hmm.
also, and go back and read it later, and you get a whole different perspective. But the main thing is just keep doing it.
We're talking today with Joanne Sandlin, author, member of the Professional Writers of Prescott. We really appreciate you coming in and joining us here on
Thank
the radio.
You. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And you said you've got your grief recovery book that you're almost finished.
It's just in the, you know, it's in the almost to edit stage.
Right. Got anything else in the back burner on your head that you might, next project?
Memoir, family memoir. That's kind of a trend right now in writing, and it really got me to, I thought, oh, I never want to do that. And then I got around all these people doing it, and I thought, it's a gift. And I think writing can be a gift. I have used it like people's birthdays in their card. Instead of buying them a gift, write them a poem about them. People love it because it's personal.
Right.
So I think writing is a gift that you can share.
And it doesn't cost a thing.
That's it.
All you need is a pen.
A little time.
And a piece of paper.
A little time and a little effort, and just put your heart in it.
There you go. Well, Joanne, we appreciate you coming in and talking to us today. And once again, the book's available. Look What I Can See. It's a preschool book, teaching color, shapes, numbers, and more. You know, there's always in the news, people talk about pre-kindergarten.
Right.
Well, mom and dad are pre-kindergarten.
that mom and dad are the first teachers.
That's right.
And this there's a lot of questions to spark learning for mom and dad to ask questions to make the child think.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And then next thing you know, it's the child that's asking the questions.
Very true.
And then we get, does Santa eat all those cookies or does he have a secret? Tell everybody where they're available one more time.
Okay. Peregrine Bookstore, Amazon, Kindle and print, Lefebvre's Boutique, and the Purple Cat Used Bookstore.
There you go, folks. And you can check out Professional Writers of Prescott online, learn more about their organization. And as Joanne said, if you've ever, you know, thought about writing, just go sit in. Doesn't cost anything to
That's
go to
right.
a meeting.
Anybody is always welcome at the meetings.
That's right. And all it takes maybe is just a little inspiration from somebody else to get you motivated.
Absolutely.
And off you go.
Thank you so much.
And then maybe you'll be a guest on this radio show.
Well, you might be.
In 10 years
and
from now.
And you might have a published book.
Talking about your books.
That's
there you
it.
Go. Well, Joanne, once again, we appreciate it. And we hope to have you on Q&A once again.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And folks, you keep it right here as we roll on through this Thursday. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Rhonda Orr. She is the founder of Rhonda's Stop Bullying Foundation for Girls. So we got a kids theme going on here today. So we will be right back with more on Q&A at AM 1130, 99.9 FM Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com. We are the original hands-free media.
Remember your toy cars as a kid? You'd make those things rocket across the living room floor, jump the coffee table, and drift under the sofa. Now you can't do all those things for real in a new 2020 Findlay Toyota Prescott Corolla, but it's so much fun to drive, you might think you could. Corolla is filled with tech, wrapped in safety, and has a ton of options to make your Corolla your Corolla. During the National Clearance Event, there are thousands of reasons to buy. Qualified buyers can get zero down and zero payments for 90 days. Drive worry-free till November. Lease a new 2020 Corolla for $199 per month. Or buy with financing as low as 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or get $1,000 customer cash. Plus, receive a complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles on your new Corolla.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are proud to serve the Quad Cities. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit plus tax title license and $495 dock fee. Lease for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
The ornamental grasses are looking great. They're setting their plumes. I'm not talking turf. I'm talking big, bold, ornamental grasses that really make a statement in the yard. They're fabulous in the mountains of Arizona, and you'll be a pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the mornings, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
This is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant, and have you heard the news? The salmon are running again, which means the best in chef-inspired selections of fresh salmon for the month of August. It's been a Murphy's tradition to offer a variety of salmon dishes this time of year. We'll have Atlantic King, sockeye, and coho to name a few, along with salmon from New Zealand, Scotland, and Ireland. Make reservations with us today and experience a variety of exceptional salmon dishes at Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. Murphy'sBrisket.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott in for DJ Phone with a check of news and weather together on Q&A, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Suspects have made off with an electronic speed limit sign in Prescott Valley. A Yavapai County Roads employee has indicated the sign was stolen from Paquito Valley and Esteem Way sometime between 2:30 p.m. on July 22nd and 9:30 the next morning. Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight D. Evelyn explains there's a way to identify this sign.
The brand name of the sign is Traffic Logix, with Logix being spelled L-O-G-I-X, and has a serial number of 19010808.
D'Evelyn describes exactly where the electronic sign was located.
The sign was attached below a standard speed limit sign on a post also containing a solar panel mounted at the top of the post.
The post used to mount the signs is also missing. If you have information on this theft, call Yavapai County Sheriff's Detective Todd Swaim at 928-554-8605. Or Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. Dewey Humboldt residents can share their comments on a plan for the future.
Town Council will hold a public hearing on readoption of the 2009 General Plan at 6 tonight at Town Hall on Highway 69. According to town officials, the plan was readopted by Council last November. However, a public meeting scheduled for an earlier Planning and Zoning Commission meeting didn't take place. As a result, a new set of hearings was advertised and citizen participation meetings were scheduled. Tonight's meeting provides an opportunity to conduct the public hearing. Following the hearing, the Commission will make a recommendation to the Dewey-Humboldt Town Council, which will hold a public hearing before consideration on this issue on September 3rd. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Temperatures drop a bit with a 20% chance of storms through the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 64 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 85 tomorrow and a high of 83 on Saturday. 71 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 97 and a high on Saturday of 94. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott in for DJ Phone for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Health is Wealth, the talk show on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. Health is Wealth will bring you education and information on supplementation and vitamins by world-class educators. On Health is Wealth, you may also hear information and education on alternative and natural approaches to health by local practitioners and health professionals. Topics may range from A to Z for a healthy and wealthy life. Tune in every Saturday at 1230 PM, sponsored by Yavapai Home and Land Services, LLC.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
And we are back once again. Thanks to Joanne Sandlin, who came in to the studio this afternoon to talk to us about her books. And you can find the Professional Writers of Prescott online. You can find Joanne's books in local bookstores. You can also find her and her extensive biography on Amazon.com. And now we welcome another person with an extensive biography. We have Rhonda Orr with us. Rhonda.
Hi, Gregory. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you joining us here in the studio this afternoon. Rhonda's the founder of a local nonprofit, Rhonda's Stop Bullying Foundation for Girls. Mm-hmm. But you've been involved in this subject of bullying for a long time.
Oh, my first nonprofit was in 1992. It was Stop Child Abuse Theatrical Organization and Productions, and I produced theater to create funds and awareness for already existing organizations like Children of the Night, which is child prostitution. So I've been involved in this type of arena since I was a life coach before it was even called a life coach.
Yeah, I printed it off your website here. You were a life coach before life coaching was cool.
Yeah.
That's right. So you're like the hipster life coach.
Well, and I discovered that, you know, it was a great thing to find out that I was hip.
There you go.
So I started that nonprofit, and I was a single mom. Mm-hmm. And so I did it for about 3 years. When my son was three, I could put him on my hip and carry him around with me and produce theater and do that type of organization until he was maybe six.
Right.
Then as a corporate trainer, I could no longer do that, be a single mom, and have a nonprofit. So I said, once he's grown, you know, I'll go off and do this again. And when I started doing this in Prescott, I got my 501c3 status here about 6 or 7 years ago. It was something that I had wanted to do since my last one in California. So I'm very excited, especially because bullying and the whole nature of bullying is something that people think is, you know, going away because there's been so much awareness.
Right.
There are so many organizations. But the fact of the matter is, you know, I work with schools. I work juvenile detention center schools. And I've been to, you know, lots of private schools and all different types of organizations for children, like Boys and Girls Club and Big Brothers Big Sisters. And I've been a speaker, you know, many times at different schools around Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and in California, where my writing partner is for Dear Rhonda and Dr. Sherry. It's a column we do weekly.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute,
mm-hmm.
with Dr. Sherry McDonald. And how did that, I understand that's been going on for a long time as well.
She has been with me since I started developing the idea of what I wanted to do in California. And she had actually been my therapist before that.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a wonderful friend. And having been my therapist, I started doing a program, a Leadership Academy program with Girls Inc. in California. Then I started working with attorneys and everything that you have to do for the 501, but we had people writing letters to us, and so we started answering them together. So now the process is people write letters into us. I look at them, I choose it, and we do a lot of research, maybe 8 to 10 hours a week, and we come up with what we're going to say, and I do the writing, and she makes sure that I don't damage anybody's psyche.
Right.
Yes.
So it's been a good relationship.
It's been a fantastic relationship. Yeah, she's a crime victim specialist, and so she has really worked with kids who have been abused and criminal activity, of course, you know, sex trafficking and those types of things.
You know, and I got your website up here, uh-huh. bullyinglifeandstuff.com,
mm-hmm.
and it's got the Dear Rhonda and Dr. Sherry tab on there.
Yes.
So you're still taking letters.
Oh, we're still taking letters, and I started doing a podcast about 130 podcasts ago.
Right.
And so I decided that it needed to be in a book. First, we started writing only about bullying questions, but as the writing started to continue, people wrote in about everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, what about eye rolling, you know, body language, communication, relationships with their spouses. And so it developed into Bullying Life and Stuff. And having had an extensive experience in creating training programs, I wrote on everything from business management to soft selling skills like fear, and also, ingredients and research and development. So I've been heavily involved for 30 years on research and development.
We're talking with Rhonda Orr here on Q&A this afternoon with the nonprofit Rhonda's Stop Bullying Foundation for Girls. Now, when did that get started?
That was February 8th, 2013,
uh-huh.
when I received my actual 501c3.
Right.
And so I've had several different community board members that have just been absolutely fantastic. You know, Chief Monahan, Detective Tobin, and, you know, Judge Saleh Hancock and Lucy Mason, and, you know, quite a few people in the community. And, of course, my husband, Scott Orr. And so we have been doing this for 5 years, and I developed a program. Rather than seeing programs that were listed as, you know, a poster on a wall that says, be kind.
Right.
Which really had no value.
Very
you know,
true.
For me, I'm like, where's the beginning, the middle, and the end? What kind of a program is that really? So through my own journeying, I decided that I had what I call the triangle of triumph. And that's going from a victim and really helping people understand you don't choose to be a victim. And a lot of times people feel shamed and guilty. They think, oh, I must be seeking attention because I'm a victim.
Or maybe I deserve it.
Yeah, I deserve it. And, you know, especially if you come from that background. And
right.
I did. I came from being sexually abused as a child. And so coming from an abusive background, which, by the way, is one in every fourth child
right.
is abused. So when I started with that, I really started to see it's not about attention seeking. And if it is, then so be it. What they need to find out is, hey, I can choose. I have power here to choose not to stay a victim.
Mm-hmm.
And there's where my power is. But before I do that, I need to grieve. I need to go through all the five stages, you know, denial, anger, depression, bargaining, and then finally acceptance. Well, that doesn't necessarily happen in a big tied bow, but that is the process that you take yourself through the whole entire triangle. So once you have made the choice not to stay a victim, then it was kind of like, well, what am I going to do now? So being a survivor is really the meat of the program.
Mm-hmm.
That is where I started realizing, you know, this is how I define myself. And we always say, define yourself before others do. And the fact of the matter is, kids today, they don't really understand that, because a lot of parents have not learned to define themselves with traditional values.
Right.
So I always talk about values, and my top three, gratitude, forgiveness, and integrity, and start from there. So during that process, we have something called the five C's: civility, courage, confidence, creativity, which is talent development, and communication, which is a lot of presentation skills. We always teach a young girl or boy that if they stand up straight, have eye contact, and they don't engage with the bully, but they simply look at them in the eye and say, stop bullying me, turn around, walk away. Don't listen to their response.
Mm-hmm.
They are much more empowered, and they can go on that path of defining themselves, defining themselves, defining themselves until they are happy. And when the bully sees that they are happy, which usually happens by developing a talent. And I used to do this for my son. I would give him the 6-month rule, which was commitment. You know, you're going to be committed. In fact, he was a child actor in California for 3 years, much to my chagrin. And I said, you know, you can't just pick and choose when you're going to audition. And so after 3 years of doing that, he said, you know, I want to play golf.
There you go.
And so, you know, we went ahead and
that takes commitment.
Oh, well, it does. I mean,
trust me, I've been trying for a long time.
Oh, have you? Yeah.
Still trying to break 100. One of these days, I'll shoot 99.
Well, I like to drive the cart.
There you go. Well, you mentioned you used the phrase "kids these days," and
mm-hmm.
One of the differences between now and when you started is there's so many new ways for young people to be bullied with the arrival of the internet and social media.
Absolutely, and
it doesn't
social
have to be done in person anymore. Before, if somebody wanted to bully you, they had to step up to your face and bully you. Now they can do it anonymously.
Well, and that's the problem, because doing it anonymously detaches a connectivity.
Right.
And so when they do that, especially during school hours, because there's a heightened sense of, oh, I'm a bully, but bullies usually have a group with them.
Right.
And they're on their phones, and they do most of their bullying at school, but then they can take it home and continue this relentless
right.
Process. And the fact of the matter is, I really like schools that do not allow phones, because there's a social maturity that develops, because they learn how to actually communicate.
Right.
They learn the give and take process, and they also learn to define themselves, and they really are like, hey, time out. No, that's not for me. And, you know, you're spreading a rumor. It's so sad. Too bad. That's not me. So it gives them an empowerment that social media has a tendency to overtake them. And the different types of bullying are things like FOMO, which is kind of a Slender Man thing that was up on YouTube,
right,
and caused a couple of suicides, in fact. But FOMO is fear of missing out, so that's a form of bullying. And they still, as far as my knowledge is concerned, since I wrote the column about FOMO, it's this figure that's kind of a bug-eyed, scary-looking witch, and it eventually leads a child. And the most susceptible are from 10 to 14. And it leads them into, I should commit suicide.
Wow.
That I have to do this. It's almost a form of brainwashing. The same thing with roasting. I mean, roasting, it used to be that you could put a little sign underneath you, put yourself up on social media, and say, hi, I'm Rhonda, roast me. And then they get 70 feedback. 70 comments that are nothing but horrible things about you.
Right.
You know, look at your face and you're too heavy, or they don't say that. You're too fat, you're too ugly, you're too stupid. You know, they go through all those things that they can say on a phone, which has become so popular to say. Mm-hmm. And then they follow it with, why don't you commit suicide?
Wow. And a lot of times when the subject of bullying comes up, you know, the folks who haven't studied it like you have will say, oh, well, just get over it, or just deal with it, or just punch the bully in the face. It's not that simple.
You can't do that. You really can't, because it's an invisibility
right.
factor. And it's usually a gang factor. And if you punch somebody, you're going to be called into the office.
And then all of a sudden you become the bully.
Yeah, yes. I've seen that happen many times where people do get physical. And, you know, both of them wind up getting suspended. And a lot of the people today, they do have bully fatigue. And as I was saying, people think that bullying has to be better, because they are, it's ad nauseum that people are talking about it. But it is, there are so many different ways to bully. There's gaslighting, which is a form of twisting around the truth until you're brainwashed and you believe what the people are telling you. It's all your fault. And you wind up being, you know, the person who brought this all on yourself. And kids really think that that's true.
Right.
And so they go deeper and deeper into shame and depression. And it stands to reason that with social media happening in split seconds and the brains not fully formed until a child is like 24, 25, they're already an adult for, you know, quite a long time before they have the full brain frontal cortex right. that's developed. And what a lot of parents from my generation, even down to the beginning of the millennial stages, before the advent of social media everywhere in all different forms, from Instagram to you name it, there are also, you know, apps like WhatsApp, things where you can be anonymous.
Uh-huh.
You're not responsible. So finding out who is doing this is a really big problem. And what parents and other people that say just ignore it, they don't understand that is almost impossible.
Right.
Especially if they're allowed a phone. Because the phone, I always tell parents, take your child's phone, your teen's phone. Don't allow them to have it at night, because they're more uninhibited.
Right.
They sit under the sheets. They give the excuse of, I'm charging my phone. Well, the parents are just as capable of charging that phone. You know, and they really do have to check, because kids are smart. They know how to delete. They know how to erase histories. And parents today, they'll take things at face value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard. And I'm not saying, you know, parents are very involved with their kids. In fact, the lawnmower parent is something that's very common today, where they don't allow their child to develop problem-solving solutions. They simply take over. That's why it's called lawnmower. And they just mow down anybody that they think is in their way. of their child. But, of course, we've developed a lot of snowflakes, mm-hmm. overly protected, you know, children. And I've been guilty of that with my son. He, in fact, came home his first day of college and said, "Mom, you're such a helicopter mom." I was like, "What?"
Well, Rhonda Orr, we appreciate you coming in and talking to us. Founder of the local organization, Rhonda's Stop Bullying Foundation for Girls. You can find her online at bullyinglifeandstuff.com.
Yes.
And, of course, that's the title of your book as well.
Yes, that's the title of my book, which has 100 columns.
And all your podcasts are on there as well, folks.
Yes.
So if you want to hear more from Rhonda, obviously we have run out of time. We probably should have had a two-hour show for you.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you very much for
folks,
having me.
She talked about FOMO. That's one of the topics on there. There's all kinds of various different topics, so you can go on there and you can listen to Rhonda's podcast. And we thank you for taking the time to come in and join us here on the studio on KQ&A this afternoon. Very important topic that needs to be addressed.
Thank you again.
And folks, we'll take a break and wrap up today's show here on Q&A at AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
I'm Kathy Rusing, and I'm running for Prescott City Council. I'm not a slick politician. I am a concerned citizen who cares deeply about our community. We are at a critical crossroads regarding our future on issues of growth and development, water, traffic, open space, and saving our beloved Dells. Often, our voices are not being heard and our priorities sidelined. My special interest is representing you on the City Council. Please vote for me, Kathy Rusing. Together, we can make a difference.
Paid for by Kathy Rusing for City Council.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Oh, what a great show. Thank you for joining us. And thanks to Rhonda Orr to talk about bullying and author Joanne Sandlin, who joined us here in the studios today on Q&A. Don't forget Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering going on at Yavapai College. That gets started tonight and goes on through the weekend, begins at noon on Friday, and then all day Saturday on campus at Yavapai College. You have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.